You know, we find a lot of toothbrushes and combs, plastic bottle caps, all sorts of bottles, mostly plastic, over and over again when I'm adding up all the statistics from data sheets after the beach cleanups. We're finding, 60, 70, 80, 90% of the rubbish always is plastic. We do also get some metal, various types of plastic. We'll get styrofoam and rubber, and what else we get? Metal and wood floating up as well. But the main things are plastic bottles, plastic floats, styrofoam fishing buoys, fishing line net that's made predominantly from nylon and other floating plastics. And interesting finds. We found syringes and medical gear. We found condoms and tampons and things that you don't want to pick up. Disposable plastic plates, utensils, all sorts of construction helmets all the time. I mean, coconuts are regular, but we don't really mess with those. I found a surfboard. That was a pretty good score. I've been trying to fix that up to functional. And glass floats. Every now and again, there'll be a lucky volunteer. We'll find a glass float. They're not in production as much anymore, I'm told. So, whole variety, whole slew of things from little lentil pea size nurdles, plastic nurdles, to 2-ton fishing nets, and we're picking up everything in between too. So, kind of a mix.